2-2. Tommy Pham drives one to left center field. This one is hit well, and it is gone. Just over the wall, just to the right of 378. Tommy Pham has put the Rays ahead 1-0. On a close play, 2-1, ground ball left side. Pass the dive of Bregman into left field. Brantley will field it. Choi around third, and there will be no throw. Choi comes in to score. D'Arnaud knocks in a run. 2-0 Rays. 2-1 pitch is lined into right field. That's going to be a hit, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Garcia around third. He'll score. Here comes D'Arnaud. He gets the go sign. The relay throw is there, and D'Arnaud stops, turns around, and goes back to third. 2-2 pitch. Alvarez drives one toward right center field. Kiermaier sprinting over. He's not going to get to it. One hop up against the wall. Altuve flying around second, heading for third. He gets the go sign. Here comes a relay. Altuve slides. He's out at the plate. Out at the plate. The 1-1 pitch. Verlander to the plate. And Adames drives one to deep left center field. That star is getting bigger and brighter. It is gone and way out of here. The 0-1 pitch. It is driven to right center field. Well hit by Chirinos. This one is on its way, and it is gone. Up over the right center field wall, just short of the Rays tank. Robinson Chirinos hits the home run, his first of this series, and the Astros are on the board. This game is not over. It's 4-1. His 1-2 pitch is a fastball hit right back up the middle, and that's exactly where Wendell is playing. He's got it on a backhand. He throws to first for the out, and that ends the game. We are going to get a game 5 in Houston.
Sports.
They just sit there and talk about sports.
Well, that could have gone a lot better. But hey, at least you get one more game out of it. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the Chocolate Blocker. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, send a message, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel if you want to comment there. All you got to do is go to Twitch and then find ESPN975.com or go to ESPN975.com and then click on Twitch. And it is Wednesday, so we do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? The Astros are going to romp on Friday, and we won't even be talking about this. Or Thursday. 0% on Friday, but Thursday. What are the odds?
That they're going to romp?
Yeah, they're going to just roll over these donkeys.
20%.
Okay. What are the odds they're going to win is my real question.
60%.
Okay. I was going to go 55.
It's somewhere
I feel like
in there.
They should be favored, and they will be favored.
But I think the reality is this team is better than anybody thought they were, from a pitching standpoint especially.
Well, from a pitching standpoint, we knew they were good.
It's easy to look at it on paper and go, oh, good ERAs, good bullpen. These guys are legit, and they have flustered the Astros' bats. And you could say, well, just the last two games, but not really. Like,
no, they didn't do much in game two either.
No.
And
in game game one, it's not as – They didn't get them going as great as you would think, because if you remember how those runs were scored, it wasn't exactly a fireworks show either. So, yeah, for whatever reason, the Astros bats as a whole are slumping, and it's a really bad time for it. The thing about this, about baseball in general, and we talked about this a little bit before the series started. There is no other sport where it's easier for the best team to not win than baseball. They play less series than you do in the other playoffs.
The five-game series especially is always the one that's tricky.
And you start with a short series. I mean, there's a lot of variables in Major League Baseball's playoffs that there isn't in other series. And, you know, losing 3 out of 5, any team can do that. Any team in Major League Baseball can lose 3 out of 5. It's not, and I heard, you know, this morning I heard, I think Lance, or maybe it was John, one of them was saying, if they lose this, it's, I think it was Lance saying, if they lose this, it's the worst thing in Houston sports history. And it, not really. I mean, are the Astros supposed to win this series? Yes. Was it ever written in stone that it was 100% certain? No, because that's baseball. The Dodgers, they're in danger of not making it through the first round tonight. And they were the best team in the National League. This happens. And
it does, but
I'm not saying it's over by any stretch.
Let's not also excuse them for if they lose the series. I mean, when you win 107 games, you have the top two Cy Young candidates. You've got maybe the MVP. You've got the Rookie of the Year. You've made a big deal out of all that. There's no excuse for losing in the first round, even if it is a good team. You're always going to play good teams in the playoffs. So, to me, it's a choke if they don't win it. And that's no disrespect to the Rays, but as we said the other day, how many guys in that Rays lineup would even make the Astros lineup? And I think one.
Probably one.
And for you to lose that in 5 games?
Although G-Man Choi makes a good argument for being a second.
He's playing better than Gurriel right now, but over the long haul, who would you rather have? I mean, now, who knows? Maybe in this lineup he'd have better numbers than he had in Tampa.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, you're not supposed to lose to this team. And if you do, yes, it's an upset. And go look at the Vegas numbers. It is an upset. Now,
but
yes,
team,
it does happen, and that's baseball, and I get that. But you can't excuse them and just say, oh, well, they ran into a hot team.
Oh, I mean, I'm not excusing anything, but it's not ridiculous. Or,
well, no, I'm the one who was saying before the series, I'm not going to be shocked if they wind up losing this thing.
Because, I mean, 107-win team in the regular season losing 3 out of 5 to a 96-win team is not unheard of. It happens.
It's not. It does. But,
you know, and it's probably going to happen 40% of the time. You know, something like that's probably about right.
Yeah, and I get that it happens, but I also don't think you can just say, oh, well, it happens.
I mean, it sucks, certainly.
There needs to be some accountability for the fact that guys can't hit.
No, there needs to be some of that. You know, and I, as much as I was for yesterday, and I guess this is maybe hindsight being 50-50.
50-50, yeah.
Who said that? I can never remember. Was
it Cam Newton that said that?
I don't know.
Aaron, do we know who said that? But hindsight's 50-50.
It's my favorite quote.
I think it's Cam Newton. Can we find out?
I always use it, but I don't know who.
Like,
who
do some research for us, i.e. Google.
So people probably think I'm an idiot when I say it, but it's really.
Well, yeah, because if they don't know the reference, they're like, you know it's 2020, right?
I get it. But I forget who it was, said hindsight's 50-50. I was like, oh, really?
I'm pretty sure it was Cam Newton.
But, you know, hindsight being 50-50, it may be the Astros with a 2-1 lead when Justin Verlander says, hey, give me the ball. On 3 days rest, first time ever, 36 years old, maybe you just say, no, we're good. And again, the bats didn't do anything. I don't know what it would have taken from the pitching to win this game.
Yeah, I don't think that was the reason they lost, because, I mean, they got one run. And a lot of people were complaining about sending Altuve last night. I don't have a problem with that at all.
No, I thought it was a good send. It was a better defensive play.
It was a great defensive play.
It took a perfect. It took two perfect throws, really.
Yeah,
and a perfect tag, and it all came together. And that was, I mean, it was just a perfectly executed play. That's like, do you remember when Jeter did the flip and they got, was it Jeremy Giambi at the plate? Like, yeah, Jeter cuts across the field, like, takes a ball that was not intended for him and, like, backhands it to Posada, and he turns around and tags Jeremy Giambi. You can't say, well, the A's were dumb for sending him. Yeah. No, that was, I mean, it took a 1 in a million play to get him, and that's what it took last night. It took a 1 in a million play to get Altuve, and they just got him. And it really felt like, breaks were not going the Astros' way.
Yeah.
Josh Reddick, early in that game, hits a screamer down the line. And that first baseman just looks at his glove, and it's in there.
Oh, hey, look what I got.
And then later in the game, they've got a man on first. And again, I forget who it was this time, but they hit a line drive right at him, and he steps on first, double play, out of danger.
I think it was Brantley that did that.
Maybe so. Yeah. Although, that would surprise me because I don't remember Brantley hitting a ball hard.
That might have been his only one for the series.
Nor any outfielder hitting the ball hard. It's gotten to be embarrassing for this outfield. And, you know, George Springer, Michael Brantley, these are guys who this team counted on this season. I mean, those are the guys that are the reason why we talk about this lineup as being as great as it is, because, you know, we expect it from Bregman, we expect it from Altuve, but those guys having significantly better years than they've been having has made a huge difference in this lineup.
Throw Gurriel into that mix.
Gurriel too, yeah.
But the thing is, they've been outplayed for four games. They really have. All it takes is for them to come out and get through game five, which they'll be at home. They got a guy who hasn't lost since May. They're in a good spot. All they have to do is win the game, and none of it matters. You're on to the Yankees. And I think they're going to win tomorrow, but I also think if they lose, then they deserve to be ripped, because that's just – I actually – and we'll get to this because I want to do a social media segment next segment, because I think you've got one story from today, and I made a mistake today. I did something I never do. But I kind of wrote where this would rank since 2000. Biggest playoff disappointments.
Okay.
And that was what I was going to write before the series, and Joel kind of stole the idea comparing them to the Warriors. So I have my five, and it would be fifth.
Okay. I'll hear that.
So I want people to go read the article because it's really good, but I'll tell you what the other four are. I bet you could probably guess them. Did not get out of the first round of the playoffs. Two of them lost in the championship round.
Are these are these like Houston?
No. This is the whole country.
Okay. Is this like the Warriors losing to
the Cavs being up 3-1? Yeah. That's number two on the list.
Okay. Oh, and what's number one?
Well, the more I researched it, I think it is the worst period ever.
Falcons?
No. I'll tell you who they are. The 06-07 Mavericks, who won 67 games and went out in the first round.
Okay.
Even though they probably weren't going to win the championship, the Spurs were better that year, even though they didn't win as many games. You can't go out in the first round. They lost to a Warriors team that wasn't, they weren't the Warriors that we see now.
They were on their way to it, though. I will contend that.
Yeah, but you're 67 wins. You're not supposed to lose that. Dirk winning the MVP.
Yep.
The Patriots in 2007, I have as third, because one game, you know, that's why I don't have Virginia on there, because it's a one game thing. It's not quite the same as blowing a series. Number one team tied the record for regular season wins in the sport's history.
Is this a hockey thing?
It is. It's last year's Tampa.
Okay. No one cares about that, Fred.
Well, you don't care about it,
no,
but I'll tell you what.
Only you do.
No, honestly, this team is the biggest choke job ever, because not only did they have the best goalie in the league, the best player in the league, they had three guys who scored 40 goals. They tied for the best record ever in the history of the sport, and they got swept in the first round by an 8 seed. That's the biggest choke job ever. And all 8 Tampa fans out there, you know, yes, I'm trolling you, Tampa fan, because you suck as a fan. They know firsthand what it's like. But the Astros would be fifth on that list.
A couple people saying Cam Newton was, hindsight is 50-50. But apparently John Gruden also said it. And I think that's who I remember it from.
I remember it from Cam. So
either way, gold. All right, let's hit a break.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. All right, guys, if you're stressed out over the Astros, don't be. And if you're stressed out over your credit cards, don't be either. Because guess what? We've got a solution for you. Go see my friends at Lightstream.com. You can pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That's much lower than the average national interest rate of over 20%. They believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's what they deliver. The online application is quick and easy. You can apply from your phone. You even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Just for the Blitzers, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. You'll get a fixed rate And as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Hey, guys. Guess what's going on with our friends at Lions Poker Palace? If you didn't get in on that $50,000 guaranteed tournament last week, guess what? New one starts Thursday. That's tomorrow. $120. Yeah, rebuys for 10 levels. Day 1A and 1B are tomorrow at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Day 1C and 1D on Friday. And two more flights on Saturday, again, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. And the day two will be Sunday at 12 p.m. And, I mean, $50,000 guaranteed for $120 buy-in. And the cool thing is, if you make it to day two on Sunday and you want to watch football, they're going to have you covered with all the TVs and everything you could possibly want.
Yeah, it is a great spot to watch the games, play some poker at the same time. They've got great food. It's BYOB. It's a really great experience. One of the best rooms I've ever played in. I could tell you about it all day, but you need to go see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Follow them on Facebook to see what kind of games they're playing, what time, how much, etc. But go in and check them out. It's Lions Poker Palace.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Gab said it was Brantley's line drive to Choi. Springer was on first. She was at the game last night. Now that she's a Floridian. A Brex for MVP. How about Red Sox coming back from 3-0 down to beat the Yankees? That was a pretty good one too. And Cardinals.
That was pre.
That might have been pre 2000, huh?
No, maybe it wasn't.
I'd have to go back.
It's early 2000s.
Cardinals up 4 over Atlanta in the first inning.
Yeah, one. Mike Fultonevich, not a great start today.
No, that's not good.
Four runs, three earned, three hits, three walks.
Oh, wow.
Through one third of an inning, and he's been pulled. So
that's not good.
If you are a Braves fan, better luck next year.
It's not over yet.
No, it's not. But honestly, the Braves. There's been a couple guys, Acuna and Dansby Swanson, have been hitting, the Duval kid. But everybody else on the Braves is just going up there and not doing anything. I mean, it's Freddie Freeman's done nothing. Josh Donaldson has done nothing. Nick Markakis has done nothing. These were the guys that were carrying them all through the season. And they're just ghost bats up there right now.
Yeah, 2003 for the Red Sox, everybody says.
Okay.
So I see you got your blocking game on Twitter again.
Yeah, I don't even know how much even credence I want to give to it. Some guy, I was tweeting last night during the game, and I said, I don't know what I said. If they don't get their bats going soon, I'm going to turn the game off and go into a wormhole about what's going on in politics.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which, by the way, it's happening. Today, it's happening. There's full-blown chaos in Syria right now. But some guy was just like, you're an idiot, but it's just the typical liberal douchebag tweet. And before I wrecked into him, I gave a look at his profile, and all his tweets are telling women that they are ugly or that they have nice breasts in a not as nice way. Or he's just yelling and screaming at people about Trump. And I was like, oh gosh. It's like a serial killer in the making. But eventually I shouldn't have let him get as far as he did. I think Twitter's a really cool thing. It's a really cool way to interact with people. What I hate about it is it emboldens people who otherwise wouldn't be so mouthy and a-holy.
Yeah.
And because there's no repercussions, which in the old days, you know, I kind of long for these days. If you wanted to talk smack to someone, you had to do it to their face. And if you did that, well, you know, you never know how it's going to go. And now it's much easier to just, if you're a person who goes on the internet and your only goal is to get a negative reaction out of someone who's got more of a following than you do, I just don't have time for it. And I need to be better about blocking it early in the count.
Yeah, well, that's what I've gotten to where I'll give you one response, and if you keep going, I just block you. I don't even continue it. But and I think that's the only way to deal with it. And you know, people get mad because they think they got blocked for no reason, but they just because they didn't get a chance to go into their whole, you know, I'm gonna get under your skin thing. Yeah. I just don't have time for that or interest. And so it's funny today because I wrote that story and then I never look at Facebook comments, right? And Josh was checking to see how many Facebook comments there were. So I started looking at them and I immediately regretted it because it's so funny. There's one guy on there talking about, well, only 8 of the 24 teams that have ever that had the best record ever won. Yeah, that was in the story if you'd actually read it. And then somebody else said something about, well, if you know baseball, you know that this, and that was in the, it's like they all read the headline. Nobody reads the damn story, and then they comment like they know what they're talking about. One guy, and then one guy's like, you should take this story down immediately. It's like, who are you telling to take it down? The guy who wrote it or the guy who edits the site? Because guess what? Hello? Right here.
You know how you said that they could still come back from 4-0?
Yeah.
What about 9-0?
Oh, yeah.
Top of the first, still
it's
one out.
Still the first?
Still one out.
Wow. You know what? Happy for all my friends who are Cardinal fans.
I mean, isn't Cardinal fan kind of like Yankee fan, like, and Patriot fan?
No, it's you know, like, what? They're not, because they're not arrogant about it. I mean, I've actually, now, I mean, I have friends who are all of them, and I'll tell my Boston friends, you guys are arrogant, but that's okay. They know it. Most Cardinal fans are, and I think this is a Midwest thing, like Cardinal fans, Chiefs fans. Like, remember how Nebraska, whenever UT would go to Nebraska, the Nebraska yeah. fans were actually really cool. That's how I feel about Cardinal fan.
Yeah, but what about Ohio State? That's Midwest fan.
Yeah, but they're a little different. They're a little bit different. That's because they spouted people like RJ. You know, that's why. But yeah, getting back to the social media thing, that's one thing we've been talking about is finding a way for people, for there to be a community for people to comment on Sports Map stuff and the shows and kind of consolidate. Because right now we're doing Twitter, we're doing calls, we're doing Twitch, we're doing the text line, and I've pretty much decided we're getting rid of the text line, but I want to give people who don't have social media a place to do it. And so sometime in the next couple months the text line is going to go away and we're going to introduce something new, and I think it's going to be really cool, and it'll be for both Sports Map and for the shows. But we're still working on it. It's just a matter of making the right decision on it. But it's going to make our lives easy. Well, you don't ever look at some of this stuff, but I do. So it's going to consolidate it all into one place. So I'm kind of fired up about that. And I'm kind of fired up to say goodbye to some of these texters forever. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. We'll do some calls next segment. Let you guys weigh in a little bit. You know, what are the odds calling a Verlander and some other stuff that people want to weigh in on. And Space Ghost, I'm not going to read your question on air, but it's something like that. So that'll give you, an idea of what's going on. He's on the Twitch thing if you want to go see his question, but I don't want to talk about it until we actually.
I don't think they'll be able to see it if they just now log on.
Yeah, that's true. Too bad. Oh, well. If you're logged on, then you know.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Top Brass Military and Tactical. It is a must-stop spot if you're an outdoorsman, if you work in police, or you're a security guard, or you're active duty military, or you're just a military fanatic and you like to collect all the old gear and stuff like that. It is a fantastic place for all that stuff. And I went in there looking for some uniform insignia. Of course, they had it for my old uniform. And then I saw some of the new school gear that they've got. Dude, I thought the stuff that I had back in the day was so badass. And now I realize that I was getting basically like Cub Scout gear compared to what the soldiers now have. So go in there and check out some of that stuff if you're into that sort of a thing. They've got all the kinds, all the gear, all the stuff that we had back when I was in, and a lot of way cooler stuff that they've got now. Boots, jackets, helmets, all the deal. And not only that, they've got 5.11 Tactical, Under Armour, Yeti, Pelican, Condor, Gerber, all the big brands as well. Two locations, 2500 North Freeway and in Stafford on 11941 Southwest Freeway. Come on in today. Tell them AJ sent you. That's Top Brass Military and Tactical. Find out more at topbrassmilitary.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. BQ says, appreciate you caring about us texters, but dang it, once you stop reading texts, that'll be the end of me. No, it won't, BQ. We're going to have, trust me, it's going to be, we wouldn't do it without having something better. And, you know, it's going to be really cool. You don't have to be on social media. It's for those of you who don't want to be it, which I get. That's one reason why I haven't wanted to get rid of it, because I understand people who don't want to be on social media. Believe me, there are days where I wish I wasn't on social media. And there's a lot of reasons. So if you're going through a divorce or something like that, you don't want people to get information about you. I get all that. So we're going to have something, though, that's going to take care of you guys. What I think it will do is eliminate a lot of the just outright trolling, but still give you an opportunity to get in there and make good comments. And, you know, it's a couple months away, but hang in there. Just trust me a little bit. I think you guys will like it once we get it going. And let's squeeze in a couple calls. About Todd.
Sports, fellas.
Sports.
I've got a what are the odds for you, but first let me preface it with my theory that's very hindsight 50-50 and very Monday morning quarterback. Theory is start your Keedy, and at the first sign of trouble, then throw Verlander in there. So what are the odds? You're A.J. Hinch. You go with Justin Verlander over my theory with that. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
I mean, like I said, hindsight's 50-50. That's probably the way I would have gone. I would have maybe thrown Urquidy, but it's tough to tell a guy like Justin Verlander no. You know, yeah, it really is. And I don't blame A.J. Hinch for riding his horse. And, I mean, that's the guy who got you there. So it didn't work out. I will say this. I wouldn't have sent him out for the second inning.
Yeah, and had him available for Thursday if needed.
Yeah. I mean, it was
obvious.
You could just tell he didn't have the good stuff.
Yeah.
And it was very, not even not good. I mean, it was very mediocre stuff. And sure, he didn't give up a run in the second or the third. He very easily could.
He battled the whole way, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was never sharp in that game.
No.
And why run him out there and, you know, run him up for 80 pitches or whatever? There's no need to do that.
Yeah, and I've heard a couple people suggest that maybe you start Urquidy. And yeah, I don't fault the thinking, but in reality, don't you want, if you're going to use Verlander, don't you want him on the routine that he's used to in terms of being a starter rather than coming in and out of the bullpen? So, I mean, I could see an argument for it both ways. In the end, it didn't matter. You scored one run.
Right.
It didn't matter who you threw out there. You weren't going to win the game.
Oh, hey, breaking news. The Braves have gotten out of the first inning.
Yes.
They only allowed 10 runs in the top of the first.
Wow. Wow.
It's too damn high.
It's too damn high.
How many Braves fans you think will hang around for that?
I can't imagine. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Just get out of there.
And they're already dicey in Atlanta.
Oh, it's Hawks season now.
Yeah. So. Oh.
That sucks, man. First inning.
Yeah.
Well, imagine being a Braves and under better. Oh,
Yeah. Hey, at least you tear up the ticket and move on to the next game.
At least you know.
Start handicapping the Dodgers. Let's try Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. A quick comment and what are the odds? Comment again, like you were just saying right now about the Braves being run up at 10 in the first. A lot of Astros fans were complaining about our pitching, but, you know, if our bats are not responding, that's a big problem. But what are the odds that the reason why our bats are not are hitting and scoring is because of that Baytown hat shop that did that Fusion Cowboys Astros cap?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either. Yeah, don't bring that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Baytown Badass?
I don't know what.
No, there's some shop in Baytown. I saw it a couple days ago on Twitter. They did half Cowboys logo, half Astros logo.
Oh, man.
For some reason.
That's awful. Who does that?
That's dumb.
Yeah. Now, honestly, I really.
Well, that might have been the Baytown Badass. You know, he used to be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, man, I don't know if you know this about me. I've never said it on air or not. I used to play in the NFL, man, for the Dallas Cowboys.
I know what'll fix the bats.
America's team. Arkansas Milk.
Yep.
That's right.
Jeez. 713-780, ESPN's your number. I honestly believe the Astros are going to win tomorrow, and it's all going to be fine. But, yeah, he is right. The bitching about the pitchers, the bats are the problem right now. And in part, it's because Tampa's got really good arms in that bullpen. And if this were a seven-game series, I'd be a lot less worried.
Yes.
Because you can't keep doing that game after game after game and have those guys hold up. It's just not going to work. And that's why I think they'll get to them tomorrow a little bit, too. Because at some point, if you're trotting 11 relievers out there, at some point, the Astros will get to him.
Well, you want to know my guess on what pitchers, unless it just goes...
It's going to be Glasnow for... They're hoping to get 90 pitches out of him. Good luck with that.
I'm guessing it's Glasnow for four innings and Charlie Morton the rest of the way. So I don't think you're going to see a parade of relievers out there. I think you're going to see them throw their best guys and, you know, say, hey, can you beat these guys? And
yeah, I don't know if... I don't know if you can get four innings out of him, man.
Out of Glasnow?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you can.
I don't know. He hasn't barely gotten four innings. I think he's got four innings once since he's been back.
No, he's gotten four innings a few times. He hasn't gotten past four innings. And that's when they made the mistake this last game of trying to go past four innings.
Yeah, I you know what? I think they get to him early. I really do.
All right. That guy's better than people think he is.
Oh, no, I know he's good. He's also, you know, I think you're asking a lot of a guy who's been hurt. And, I mean, I like him a lot, but we'll see what happens. I think the Astros are going to get to him.
Okay.
And
I will say, I mean, I feel better about it, that the fact that the Astros are at home. They have never played well in that park. I said that before the series started. They just don't play well there. So it's not surprising to me that they're back here. But this is...
But you don't want it to come down to one game.
You'd rather have not had to do that.
Even if Cole goes out there and he's magnificent, you can have a game, and I hate to keep bringing this one up, but remember when the Astros were minus 435 against the Tigers, mm-hmm. Verlander pitched his ass off, and you got a couple of fluke plays and you lost a game. That can happen. And if it does, then your season's over and the whole thing's a disappointment. And so, yeah, you don't want it to come down to this. But I think being at home, having Cole on the mound, they'll get it done.
Yeah, Glasnow, since he returned from injury, 12 innings pitched, two runs, five hits, 21 strikeouts. I don't know that he's – I mean, he definitely doesn't have the durability to go six or seven like he was in the regular season. The stuff is still there. I mean
– Oh, yeah, well, you could see that the other night.
Yeah, this is not a guy who gets beat up. He doesn't get hit around the park.
But
you know how many home runs he gave up this year? Four. Four home runs. This is not a guy who gives it up. I don't think they're going to get to him early. If they do, they're going to have to grind.
You know what? Kenley Jansen wasn't a guy who gave it up either. Yeah. And they get the guys. And at some point, these guys.
Garrett Cole isn't a guy who's given it up. Justin Verlander wasn't a guy who's given it up.
Oh, there you go.
And he gave it up. I'm just saying.
It can happen.
It can happen. It could just as easily happen to Garrett Cole.
Sure it could. But, you know, let's not pretend like this is Cy Young they're going against. He's a nice pitcher.
Oh, you're right.
You know, I just think You know, especially considering that he's been hurt, and he's been good since he's been back, but he hasn't had the ability to go that long. So if he goes out there and they start getting to him early, which I think they can, then they got a shot to win the game, and they should win the game. But if they don't, and who knows, Cole could go out there and have his worst outing of the season and you just get blown out. Doesn't matter. What are the odds?
God, I mean, I'll tell you what, it's at least made it interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
means we're off an hour early tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Even though we're in Madison's, or at Madison's in Beaumont. But yeah, we'll be off at 6, because the game will be right here on the station. This should be the last one that affects the Blitz, even if they move on, right?
Yes.
I think so, because everything else is night games, right? What are the odds the Yankees sweep the Astros if they make it? 0.2%. They're not going to get swept.
No.
And I know everybody's, frankly, I think you're going to get a pretty good series price on the Astros if they get by this, because everybody, the Yankees just destroyed. The Twins are a joke. The Twins are not the Rays. And I guarantee if this is flip-flop, the Astros were sweeping the Twins too. And that team was a complete fraud.
I think what we're seeing is that, you know, if you've got the right bats, you can beat anybody. And that, you know, that's Minnesota just didn't have, they didn't bring their bat. They're kind of like what the Astros have been the last couple games. They didn't bring their bats to the party. They got their team that got by all season long on hammering the ball, and then they couldn't do it.
And
the Yankees are a team that got by all season long on hammering the ball, and they did it. The Astros,
and they also got by,
haven't done it
as the Rays did, by having a great bullpen.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are kind of built backwards from what the Astros are, just like the Rays are. And, you know, that's what makes it interesting, I think. But, yeah, I feel pretty damn good about the Astros' chances tomorrow. And if not, then
I feel pretty damn average.
Well, if they don't win, then it's their fault for not living up to their potential. It's not that I'm wrong.
I mean, that's fair.
It's their fault. But I think they'll be fine. I think especially being at home. And at some point, George Springer is going to have a game. At some point, Alvarez is going to have a game. And, you know, if not, then you need to kind of reevaluate some of these cats, because if this is what they're going to be in the postseason, it's not good enough. And I'm totally flashing back to Bagwell Biggio now.
More or less disappointing than the one seed Rockets getting run by the Warriors.
More disappointing, because I don't think any of us really believe that the Rockets were
better than the Warriors.
Yeah, and then the Paul injury just made that worse.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think player to player, the Astros are better than the Rays. They're not playing better than them now, though.
That's to me, that's the difference. That's what makes this a little more disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about my computer career. If you are unsatisfied in your job, if you're not making enough money, if you don't like your boss, if you don't like your commute, whatever the case may be, change it. Do something about it. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no experience or training on computers. They don't care about that. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. It's not rocket science, guys. It's MyComputerCareer.edu. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school, because they help you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students after graduation. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow veterans. Classes start soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. I say it all the time. It's not rocket science, and you've got options. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Swap like it's lost in a watts. I don't want to change because I'm good where I'm at. Mile tie, so I'm always good.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. If you're watching on the Twitch channel, you can see how the hair is growing in. And it's coming in nicely, man. It's really getting there. And it's a couple months ago now, I went to Dr. Linville. And I'd been in that position where I was going bald. And it was either, okay, dude, let's just shave it all off, or let's get something done. And I looked at some stuff. I looked at some hair plugs, things like that. And it just, none of it really appealed to me. So I'd pretty much given up. And I met with Dr. Linville. And he introduced me to the NeoGraft procedure that they do. They basically take individual follicles from the back of your head and transplant them to where you're thinning. So it's my hair. And they can even redraw your hairline, which he did. And he sold me in like 5 minutes, because he had it done too. And his hair looks fantastic. Go to 975hair.com. And how about this? You'll get a free consultation just for the Blitzers. And the cool thing is, go spend some time with them, and you will find out that you'll want to do it. Believe me, it makes a difference. You feel more confident. You feel better about yourself. 975hair.com for your free consultation. Get your hair back today. 975hair.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We asked what are the odds Grinky comes in tomorrow.
I don't think so.
I would think, ideally, you'd like to get 7 out of Cole, but you'd take 6 and then go Presley, Osuna, Harris, or in some form or fashion that way. Would be your ideal setup.
Joe Smith looked pretty good yesterday, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to bring him in for an out, you'd be okay. I like the idea of having Harris in there at the end because he's been so solid all year long.
Yeah.
But I think...
Well, I think he's your best guy in the bullpen right now.
I agree. So I think that's what'll happen, but, you know, that's if everything goes well.
Things don't always go the way as planned.
I interrupted you. You were about to say something.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, damn it. Now it's lost in the ether forever.
It's gone. Oh, did yesterday your prediction was George Springer would break out? You did have 2 hits.
Yeah, and they were the donkiest hits.
That raised his average to 118 in the playoffs.
Okay, so I was
wrong. You were kind of right.
I was wrong.
That's a breakout.
No, I mean, yeah, if you look at the box score, oh, he had 2 hits.
Yeah.
You know what I have to say about those 2 hits? Oh, I want to... Shout out to Carol in China Garden. We went to dinner there last night, and we're watching the game there and hung out with her and her mom for a while. And, man, they bought us a couple drinks. It might have been overserved a little bit.
Whoops.
It's one of those stay away from Twitter things. But, man, I got to the gym today for like the first time in 2 weeks, and I was really dragging because I've been here almost as long as you have today because we had meetings and all kinds of stuff. And... Man, suddenly I come out of there. It's like I've been dragging for the last few days. I get out of there. I'm like, oh, man, I'm ready to rock and roll. I feel great. It's so cool to be able to get back in there. So that's it.
Did you go to the one over here, the active, like the small?
No, I went to the one outside the Beltway. It's about 10 minutes away.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because they have some of the machines I like. And, yeah, did a hard hour and feel good. Ready to do a 3-hour show today, which is kind of a rarity this week. Although, I guess Monday was a 3-hour and 12-minute show.
Yeah, they owed us.
Yeah, so we'll be at Madison's tomorrow. The usual suspects will be there as well. And we will be off at 6 o'clock as the game comes on. So we'll get 2 hours with the Beaumont folks. And I'll be out there before the show for a little bit to hang out. So come on out to Madison's, and you know, we'll have a good time. It'll be fun. And I think we're kind of like once a month doing Beaumont like we did last year.
I think we've got maybe 2 more.
Yeah, so it's not gonna last forever. So if you want to come see us, you know, please do. Always appreciate our Beaumont listeners. And Rich says, you mean Will Smith has looked good all year. That's true.
Yeah, him too. Getting jiggy with it all year.
Oh, what's that new movie of his? Gemini Man?
Gemini Man.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
We're gonna start calling Will Harris Gemini Man.
Yeah. Good news.
Yes.
If you're a Braves fan, they've only given up 1 run so far in the second with 1 out.
God, so it's 11-0?
It's 11-0. But there's 1 out in the second.
Okay.
Well, there's only 1 man on second base.
What's your ERA if you've given up 11 runs and 1 and a third?
And the pitcher's batting.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's good, right? Fulton Nevich, his ERA today was 7.36.
But he must have gone out early then.
He pitched 1/3 of an inning.
Okay.
Max Fried, he is currently at a 10.37.
Okay.
Oh, that's for the playoffs. That's not
yeah,
just
I was about
today.
To say that can't be just for today.
No, I mean it for so 3 earned runs, which would be in 1 inning. That would be that's an 81 ERA.
Okay.
That's not good.
Could you do that?
I don't know. That would be a challenge.
I could do an infinite ERA.
I could for sure do an infinite ERA. Sometimes I see, like, when the, you know, the backup catcher comes in and throws an inning, I'm like, yeah, I could maybe do one inning because they're not used to it. They're not used to seeing guys going up there throwing 79 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't do 79 anymore. Are you kidding me? I can't drive 55. I'd be throwing Ephus pitches. I could still throw a knuckleball, so I'd be throwing kind of an Ephus knuckleball. Maybe that would work.
Good luck.
Yeah. I would just for grins, like to see how many batters I would have to go through to get an out.
I like that you worked in a Sammy Hagar reference in our show.
Well, there you go.
I mean,
usually it's an obscure movie reference. That was an obscure music reference. I'm surprised you even know that song.
People are showing me all the Cowboy Astros. Stroh Boys hat.
That's
I hate it.
That's hideous. That's it. You know what?
I don't like that.
Go make a Cowboys Texans one while you're at it. Case said, what's the furthest west you guys would ever come? I live in San Antonio and miss seeing you guys do a show. Don't think we're going to get to San Antonio. We don't really have big listenership there. But as far as farthest west.
My brother listens in San Antonio.
Yeah. Well, so does Casey. There's two.
But they don't have meters.
They don't have meters in Beaumont. We go.
But I guess,
there.
Listen, if you want to pay us to come out there, you want to pay for the show to be out there, I'll go.
Or maybe somewhere halfway. There's a lot of good barbecue spots on the way.
Oh, yes.
We do that. So, So I guess the answer is we'll go as far as somebody's willing to pay us to be there and have good barbecue.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right. Did you see your buddy Art Briles in trouble again?
I cannot even believe it, right? I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
Who would have seen that coming, ever?
Man, what the hell are you doing? This is part of the problem. When they hired him and they made a big deal out of, he didn't do anything. This guy really is convinced he didn't do anything wrong. And when you're convinced you didn't do anything wrong, you just keep doing bad stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this isn't on the same wavelength by any stretch. He basically had two guys that he recruited in to play that are now ineligible. And he used some guy who was not hired by the district to be an assistant coach. It's little cheater stuff. But what'd you expect? You know, I mean, you're lucky it's not worse.
Yeah.
So, and at some point, you just wish people would get over the win at all costs things. And of course, this team's 5-0. So there's some talk. They might have to forfeit the games because of those two guys. But yeah. So, oh man. Did you see the thing that we just got tweeted from Neighbor Beast?
No.
It's the Rays mascot holding up a sign. Rays to-do list. Number one, Steve Irwin crossed out. Number two, World Series. Oh, man. That's
actually really funny.
That is funny. Nick asked, did I see the new Joker movie yet? No, I haven't. I was going to go Saturday. I'm going to get there sometime in the next couple days. The problem is, like, today was going to be a day that I thought, you know what, I might have the day off. I'll go watch it. And then was in a two-hour meeting and just kept going. And then tomorrow I got to go to Beaumont. So maybe Friday. I might go do it Friday. Depends on how much. There's too much other work to do around here.
Yeah.
So somebody says, come to the Heights. We've been to the Heights many times.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be back. Of course, it depends on what part of the Heights you're in, because if it's Greater Heights or Rice Military.
You have a real problem with this.
I do. I think it's just, it's pretentious. But I don't really have a problem with it. It's just, I find it pretentious. All right. 713-780. ESPN. Did you see what Black Adam Jeff that Rafa just retweeted us?
Yeah, that's good.
Tickets to game 5, $400 plus. Parking outside stadium, $40. Beer, $10. Hot dog, $6.50. Walking to your seat and see the Cardinals put up 10 runs in the first inning, priceless.
Ugh.
And it's a picture of Tiger. I just can't imagine that. I'd be so pissed. I would leave and then go drink in a bar somewhere.
That's tough, man.
Because what are you going to do?
And that's your last game of the season.
Yeah. That's the taste you want left in your mouth. Boy, poor Atlanta. Falcons are going to hell. This happens to them. Well, I feel a little sorry for them.
I mean, the good news will be, hopefully for the Braves, they don't score any runs. That way we can say it doesn't matter if they give up 11
right.
or 1.
It's like the 10-3.
Just like the Astros fans were saying yesterday, listen, it's not Verlander's fault. Our bats didn't show up. So they can say tomorrow, listen, it's not Fulton Nevich's fault. So what? He gave up 10 runs. We scored zero. Had he only given up one run, we still lose.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the game shape might have been a little different if he hadn't given up 10 in the first.
Oh, well.
But, hey, you know what? If you still believe in the Braves, you can get in there and bet.
Oh, what do you think the live number is?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up on the break, actually. But you can go to mybookie.ag right now and bet on the Braves if you think they can pull it off. And there's college football tonight. You got the NFL. Tomorrow night, you've got college football. Whatever. It's all on mybookie.ag. Yes, I missed my first hockey play last night, but still 3-1. You want to bet hockey overs? Mybookie.ag's got you covered. You can bet 10, whatever you want. It's all on mybookie. And if you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. That's the best thing about them. A lot of these sites that I've been on before, putting your money in there is part of the gamble. That's not the case with MyBookie. And if you sign up today, they've got all kinds of potential bonuses for you. They can double your first deposit. There's all kinds of other stuff on there. And once you're signed up, they offer you bonuses all the time. All you have to do is use promo code radio to get your exclusive offers. Promo code radio, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. Go get your money. My bookie, promo code radio.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.